Daily Scramble Live. Happy Friday, everyone. It's Friday. It's 8:15-ish. It's time for Caroline's Cause Corner. She comes on and highlights a social cause, a nonprofit, something that we need to give a platform to because that's what we're all about here. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, Zach. How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day. It's a nice TGIF to everybody. So today we're talking to two very dear friends of mine, Melinda Williams and Mark Ward. And the three of us are actually on a committee that has spearheaded an effort to clean up the Newport Harbor Bay. And welcome, Melinda and Mark.
Good morning, Caroline.
Thank you for having us.
Corner. So Mark and Melinda are part of Help Your Harbor, and Help Your Harbor initiated this other effort to clean up, to do an underwater cleanup for the Newport Harbor. And why don't you guys talk all about it, and how it came to be, and where we're at with it?
Well, with Help Your Harbor, we've been doing an above water cleanup the first Saturday of every month for the last 4 or 5 years. We've gathered over 40,000 pounds of trash at that cleanup. Last year, we decided to tackle the underwater portion of Newport Harbor. So we got together with some like-minded individuals and organizations and formed a group and started Newport Harbor Underwater Cleanup. And last year we had, Melinda, you want to report on last year?
Yeah, we had about 200 volunteers. We need about 100 scuba divers and 100 above water volunteers. We all met at the Balboa Bay Club. We served a free breakfast, a free lunch, gave out T-shirts, and collected over 11,000 pounds of garbage in our first annual, and then followed by an after party with a band, and it was a good time. So we need people to register.
So we're ramping back up again this year. It's going to be June 2nd. We've already opened registration for both below water and above water. We need plenty of above water support. We deploy teams in Duffy's to go to remote areas that we've been scouting for, where we've identified heavy trash volumes at the bottom of the bay. And this year we have Harbor Construction donating a boat and a crane, a 9,000-pound crane, to pick up heavy stuff off the bottom.
And we have Bristol Farms donating yummy breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, we have great partners. We have, I mean, the Balboa Bay Club is our inaugural partner, and Hobie and Duffy, and who else?
City of Newport Beach, Surf Rider Foundation, Newport Irvine Rotary Club.
And they just keep coming in. And so where did you hear about these underwater cleanups? What's your background? And talk about, like, the importance of cleaning the under the surface and the below, especially in the Newport Harbor. How does that affect environmentally our recreation and the health of the water?
Well, the debris, the thing we're most focused on is the plastic and the poly related articles. Those are found to be very toxic. They work their way out into the oceans, into the five gyres. Actually, there's more than five gyres around the world, and it's the fish are eating, the small fish are eating the plastics, and the larger fish are eating them, and we're eating the fish, and it's not sustainable.
Right. And so for this year, what's going to be new for the Newport Harbor Underwater Cleanup Year 2? What's going on, and how are we doing in terms of volunteers?
Well, right now, I think we have about 160 registered volunteers. To register, you just need to go simply to our website, which is nhunderwatercleanup.com, and just click on register, and it'll direct you there to register either as a scuba diver or as above water volunteer. And we would love some more people to register today.
And as Melinda said, we have breakfast, lunch, band. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of prizes donated. We've got a lot of really cool stuff. We give an award for the most interesting find. Last year, I'd like to point out that we found a handgun in a case.
A holster.
In a holster.
And
at the
two
bottom,
women's
underneath
purses.
The dock.
One with a crack pipe.
So we immediately, with the gun, notified the sheriff department. They sent a dive team out and recovered it. And we still haven't found out if we solved a crime, but there's a good chance that a weapon at the bottom next to some docks was probably used in a crime.
Yeah, probably. So other cities around us that do underwater cleanups are Dana Point and Catalina.
Yes.
Ours is a free, the divers can dive for free.
With your participation, In the morning, your breakfast, lunch, and T-shirt and after party are complimentary. But you got to put in the time. Got to show up at 7 and get in the water by 9.
But isn't that divers like to get in the water early, right?
Oh, it's super fun.
It's a fun event, too. We've got about 14 exhibitors that come out. Surf Rider Foundation, Algolita, Discovery Cube.
Discovery Cube.
We have a Algolita. Bunch of like-minded organizations coming together to give out information. Mm-hmm. And we're actually hosting a round table this year with those organizations.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. So this year, if you are an exhibitor and if you're environmental or a like-minded type of organization that would like to have an exhibitor table at the event, there will be, during the dive, a round table where you will be able to network with all those other organizations that you may not be able to connect with, day to day. And so I think that's going to be a really great addition to this year's program. And so I guess
trying to get awareness out is probably one of the most important things of this whole aspect. Besides the fact that we're generating help getting plastics out of the ocean, what we're trying to do really, the bottom line is awareness. Just get people to change their minds on choices. Like, for instance, at our event, we will not have any plastic water bottles. We have the Boxed Water Company, who generously is donating boxed water. And we've asked all of our volunteers to bring refillable water bottles, and the Balboa Bay Club is going to provide water containers. So I want to just put it out there that it's really about awareness.
Really trying to walk the talk, for sure. So I just want to mention really quick, Mark, I want to talk about your Duffy experience, because that's always a fun one. Why don't you tell the listeners what you did?
So Billy Dutton, Eric Pike, and myself created a Duffy expedition that started in Santa Barbara, and we took a Duffy meant for harbors and bays from Santa Barbara to Ensenada, Mexico, on a 14-day electric surfing safari. We had surfboards and stand-up paddleboards and an anchor and swim ladder that are normally not on a Duffy, and we anchored at all the major surf breaks down the coast, and we were raising awareness for plastic pollution in the ocean. We were hosted by yacht clubs and museums along the way who hosted welcome parties for us, and we got to get up there and talk about our crazy adventure, and then we also got to hook them with some of the facts that we were sharing about what's going on in our world's oceans.
That's awesome. And Melinda, why don't you just talk real quick about your background in marine biology?
Oh, yes. I was a marine biologist many years ago. I was a marine biology graduate student, and thereafter got the joy of having a job as Jean-Michel Cousteau's personal assistant for a number of years. I was Jacques Cousteau's son. And we got
she
to
freed
launch
Willie.
I freed Willie. I did. I freed Willie and launched a nonprofit called Ocean Futures with Jean-Michel in Santa Barbara.
See, so listeners, this is, and they're both, Mark and Melinda are Laguna locals. And these are the kind of people that we have here doing great things for our local community, but also that reverberates around the world. And our committee is obviously chock full of really people that know what they're doing and spend their careers and their lives volunteering and helping our environment. So I want to thank both of you for your efforts always.
Thank you. And a reminder, the event is June 2nd, the Balboa Bay Club. It's a 7:30 start, and it goes until about 2:30 in the afternoon. And our website is nhunderwatercleanup.com. You Google it and like us on Facebook.
And again, it's Mark Ward, Melinda Williams from the Newport Harbor Underwater Cleanup Program. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline, for having us.
Yeah, and join us on June 2nd, please. And if the listeners have any other great organizations for me to interview, please check out my Facebook page, the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and send me a note, and I will consider it for sure. So, until next time, have a great Friday. Everybody have a wonderful, lovely weekend. It's supposed to be very hot. And thanks again, Mark and Melinda. I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.